to trying to describe just how awesome our God is, just how worthy our God is of being called the King of the universe, which, by the way, is everything. That's the point of these two images I'm about to share with you. But even if there were, like, multiple universes or other timelines or something very sci-fi-ish, he's God of that too. He's God of everything. One image, and it may help to close your eyes for this, don't have to, but if you imagine yourself out in space, and you've got, you know, you've got your oxygen tank and all that stuff that keeps you alive in space, but there's nothing else. You're somehow, you're adrift, and there's nothing around you. Like, you can't see other than the dim light of faraway stars and planets. You can't see anything. It's just nothingness. Now take that nothingness and remove the nothingness. That's what is left without God. It's not even an empty room with no light. The room doesn't even exist. You have to pull the emptiness away so that there is even room for nothing. That's how immense God is. That if it weren't for God's creative love, there would be the other image is kind of like it. Why an acorn, you might ask? I don't know. That's how it was told to me, so that's how I tell it to you. If God bends down and picks up an acorn and holds it in his hand, and then you come and take acorn away from God, you have something. It's you plus the acorn. But God's not limited. You haven't taken anything away from God. So replace that acorn for a moment with everything that is. God is holding everything that is the palm of God's hand. And then suddenly, for some reason, he's not holding it. God is no less. God is not lacking. God is not, feeling like he's been left out. He's not lacking anything. You remove that, and God still is God. This is the God of the universe that appears in our gospel in all of his glory, and before him all the nations gather. And he has some questions for all of those who have gathered around, and we can. And this is one of those Gospels that's easy to start reading for someone else. You don't want to read it for someone else. You want to read it for you. It's so easy. Our world desires to have us fill these categories with our own understanding. Who were the sheep and who are the goats? Well, more than likely, we're the sheep. Those other people are the goats. However that division may take place in your mind, the world today, the evil that desires to remove our vision of God, feeds off of that division, causing us to put one section over there and one section over here. Ultimately, God's question is, do you choose me? God does not want to force us to choose God, but rather God desires for us to choose through our freedom. And so he gives us this opportunity to see in one another himself. Both sets, the goats and the sheep, don't realize at the moment that those people they either fed or gave water to or clothes to or medicine, but that was Christ. Neither of them realized that in the moment, the that as they come to see that reality before them, they realize they have said yes to Christ all along. Our key, I believe, to understanding the gospel is, as it often is in our Old Testament reading, Ezekiel, to those who have gone off into exile, is reminding them that God desires to shepherd his people. The shepherd sometimes is used as an image for the king. And so this, the good shepherd, desires to shepherd his flock. Within that, that sort of phrase that we may find odd and then skip over pretty quickly, that the sleek and the strong he will destroy, shepherding them right. This is that which helps us unlock the mystery of this gospel. Because sheep realize that their goodness, their capacity to be sleek and strong, is based off of the shepherd. It's not their own doing if they get their prowess and their skill, their capacity to be sleek and strong. Rather, it's the work of the shepherd who has, in the past, bound them up and cared for them when they are sick, has helped them grow strong. And we are meant to see in this reference that those who are strong and sleek are then fit for sacrifice. When God desires sacrifice, he does not desire the lame and the weak to be sacrificed. This is the Old Testament, the temple, that to bring a sheep that had a broken leg was not a good sacrifice. You're sacrificing that which has little use to you. Instead, we are called upon to offer as sacrifice that which is best among us. But we, sisters and brothers, as the sheep, are called to recognize both our dependence upon God and the way in which God has made us strong and sleek. To give you an example of that, I was on my way just this morning to give plasma. Now, before you think your father's going to pat himself on the back, it didn't turn out the way I had hoped. Plasma is that part of the blood that carries the antibodies for COVID currently in my bloodstream because I had the disease. And in my desire to give, as we are called to give, I wanted to donate that plasma so that those who are currently sick and in the hospital could use it to get better. I've given blood before, and you know, I've never done this, but I thought, oh, it'll be fine. It wasn't fine. I really don't know what happened, but the whole room was flashing, almost fainted. It was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. But during that experience, I realized what it means to be cared for. Because as they do, and as they are called to do, all of the people there began to do what they had to do. Wet cloths, and they took my glasses, and they got a trash can, and the whole thing, just in case I got sick. And so I had gone to give. I thought I was going to bestow a gift. And yet in being there, I had the opportunity to be given to. Sisters and brothers, I believe what truly separates the sheep and the goat is the desire to see in others Christ and the desire to be seen as Christ. Which means that we must be vulnerable to our weaknesses, to our needs, to the fact that at a particular moment you might be ready to pass out. That we are called to both give and to receive. both in that amazing union of the body and Christ, in which we care and are cared for because of Christ Jesus. Let us not look just to what we do and to how we give and how we are called to give, but also be open to receive, so that others may see Christ in us, and ultimately, the King of the universe may be glorified. Many of our young people have gathered this evening to declare their desire to grow in their dedication to this God, to grow in their love and faith in Christ Jesus. What a better, could there be a better solemnity than Jesus Christ, King of the universe, to recognize just what it is that they are dedicating their lives to? Let us help them with our prayers. Let us, too, follow Christ.